Shabbat Shalom, everybody. It's our Supernatural Friday podcast. Pastor Tim Karskett and Christian Center Shreveport doing our daily podcast, but our favorite one on Friday as we share supernatural stories to encourage you and to have you believe for them for yourself. Well, today we have an amazing testimony of a woman who came out of witchcraft and saw God transform every part of her family. All right. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Today it is Friday, our Supernatural Friday podcast. Today's 21st day of July 2021, and we found a testimony today of a young lady who was raised up in witchcraft and the occult. God saved her, and then the Lord appeared to her in dreams and gave her a hope for the future, not only for herself, but for her family. Let's listen to this. And at the end, we're going to believe for your family, no matter what they've been through, to come to this level of salvation.
Hi, I'm Dee Giles, and I grew up in a Haitian household. And being Haitian, I've seen and witnessed so many things in the supernatural, but not in the way that you would think. The way that I've seen it, it was really just demonic possession, oppression, just so many things happening in my house, which kind of led me as a teenager to be rebellious, to also lead me into depression, to lead me into the wrong path. I've witnessed my family being possessed. I've witnessed some of my siblings being possessed by wicked spirits. Why? Because in the Haitian culture, there is so much voodoo. That's actually the national religion. And so this became a part of our daily life. It was actually normal for this to occur. So the supernatural that I would see was really demonic. It was really demonic. I've witnessed sometimes a sibling of mine just kind of rolling on the floor, or just things happening, manifesting in a demonic way as a child coming home from school and seeing that. And as I saw that, I knew that something was not right, and I did not really want to partake in that. Now, what began to happen is when I became a teenager and I was in high school, I got into a lot of trouble, and I believe a lot of it had to do with my background. There was no God in my background whatsoever. Actually, I come from a long line of occult practice, a long line of just like submerge in witchcraft in my family. And so I got a call one day while I was coming home from school, and the call was that there was this revival that was actually taking place in my city. And when I went to this revival, my whole life changed from there. And so I took that fire home with me. But you can only imagine being in a Haitian household where there's no believers, that fire, I started to realize that there was something really different in my house. While I was praying and I was on fire, I started to notice that my family, there was a combative spirit that was happening. Why? Because there was light and there was darkness. And so I would always press in and begin to pray for my family. I would even fast and press and pray for them. Well, one day I was sleeping and the Lord gave me a dream. And in this dream, I was in my backyard at my house, my parents' house, and I began to see all these snakes on the floor, on the ground, covered every square inch of this backyard. You cannot see a single layout of the floor. But in this dream, I began to walk upon the snakes. And I knew something was taking place because when I woke up, the scripture of Luke 10, verse 19 came to me, where the Lord says, "Behold, I have given unto you power to trample upon serpents and scorpions." So I knew that something was working. And as I began to just dive in and pray more, another experience actually came. This is the time where I went into a dream and I was behind this rock. And as I was behind the rock, I saw the Lord, and the Lord was speaking to whom it looked like Peter. And when he was telling Peter to walk on the water, as soon as Peter doubt, just like in the story we read, Peter began to sink. And when Peter began to sink, the Lord actually took his hand and grabbed Peter out of the water. I remember waking up and I was thinking, "Why did you show this to me, Lord?" And I started to realize that the Lord did not want me to doubt. He did not want me to doubt that my family could be saved, that the blood of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, is stronger than any demonic power we can ever face. So I started to press in and pray even more with my parents, my dad, just being all involved in the witchcraft and voodoo. Listen, I pressed in. No matter what came, I pressed in. I began to worship as well, because worship just unlocked something. There was a dynamic of worship I like to call warship. I was warring through my praise to believe that the Lord would save my family. Well, there came a time where I started to actually try to minister to my parents. And each time I would, they would say, "I don't want to hear about him. I don't want to hear about Jesus. I don't want to hear about your Savior." They wanted nothing to do with that at all. Now, some people may say, "I'm getting a little discouraged. I don't know what's happening," but listen to this. I begin to say, "Lord, send your ministering angels." I begin to say that. I begin to pray, "Send your ministering angels." And every night before I went to sleep, I would say, "Lord, send them, and Lord, convict them of what they're doing. Reveal yourself to them." And I stayed praying this prayer for about 10 years. I did. And an amazing phone call actually came to me one day. And when this phone call came, I remember hearing there was just so much noise, and I didn't know what was going on. But when this phone call came, they were saying that my dad just received Jesus as his Lord and Savior, as his Messiah. When this happened, I leaped for such joy. I mean, if you could, I was just praising the Lord all through the house, because I kept on praying. Even though it seemed like it was a long time, the Lord was working and I did not give up. Now, that's not where it's over. We have all these services all the time. We have amazing meetings, and my prayer is always that my family would come. My family would come and experience the glorious power of God. I didn't want them to just be saved. I wanted them to experience the glory. I wanted them to experience the power of God. And so after my dad got saved, the other prayer became, "Lord, touch them, heal them, deliver them, take out everything that was placed on the inside of them from all the occult practices. Take it out, Lord, and set them free." Well, what began to happen is my dad's speech began to change, but an opportunity opened up, and he recently just came to one of our meetings, and that was like the best thing that could ever happen, because my whole family came. The family that was into witchcraft, that was into voodoo, that wanted nothing to do with the Lord, was now present at the service. And take a look at this. Not only were they present, not only were they present, but they were dancing and they were touched by the Spirit of the Lord. The glory was in the house, and my dad even began to renounce witchcraft. This was a powerful move of God. And I believe that if God could do it for me, He could also do it for you. There are so many households right now that are dealing with families that need salvation. There are so many families right now that are dealing with kids who have gone out and need to come back to the Lord. There are so many families that are dealing with wickedness in high places, and the Lord has given us power. The Messiah has given us power to trample upon these things. The blood of Jesus is greater than any demonic force. force than you can ever face. And if you are believing the Lord for your family to come to salvation, it will happen. Stay persistent and begin to pray. God is able to do the impossible. He's able to do what you have been believing for. This was a supernatural thing that I was believing for years, and it came to pass. To see my family serving the Lord, to see my family dancing, a family who came from the occult, a family who came from witchcraft, from voodoo, who people believe sometimes, they believe that these powers are stronger, but they're not. They're not at all. They have no authority over you. You can be free today, and your family can be free today as well, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going to begin to pray for you, for those people who are wanting God to set their family, their loved ones free, for those people who are believing for their families to come out of the occult, to come out of witchcraft, for the families that are believing for their children to come back home. I'm going to begin to declare things over you today in the mighty name of Yeshua. I pray right now that your family will begin to serve the Lord. I pray right now that the scales will fall off of their eyes and they will come to know the glorious gospel. I pray right now in the name of Jesus for all of the sons and daughters that have left their homes to come back home right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Today is your day of freedom. Today is your day of deliverance. And I even hear this right now, that you are a generational curse breaker. You are a bloodline breaker. The Lord may be using you to stand as a point of contact, to stand in the gap for your loved ones. He used me, a woman of God, and He can use you too. He can absolutely use your life.
Wow, isn't that an amazing testimony? Look, I doubt many of us listening to this podcast today, myself included, have had families that grew up in that level of darkness. And if God can do it there, He can do it anywhere. We all have our testimony. You know, my family was not on a path to find the Lord at all. We were on a path to destruction. My father, he was teaching me how to be a good sinner. I mean, he didn't see anything wrong with that lifestyle. He was teaching me. As a little boy, I remember every time he'd open a beer. I mean, I'm not even 10 years old, 7, 8, 9 years old. He's giving me the first sip of his beer. I mean, he's got pornography around me, everything. Teaching me how to be a man, these type of things. And he thought he was raising me to be up a man and how to live in this world. That's where we were headed. Our whole family was headed that way. God was not anywhere near our family. We weren't going to church. We weren't doing anything like that. And then my older brother gets born again at a revival. I think it was a David Wilkerson revival, if I remember right. He got born again. And the next thing you know, he began to pray for our family, just like this young lady did here. I go to revival. I get saved. The next night, my mom and dad get saved. We were on a path to evil destruction. And within a short period of time, she had to wait 10 years for her family, but in a short period of time, my family was turned around. And the rest is history, what God has done and how faithful He's been to us. What about you? Many of you have the same or similar testimonies. This testimony is so powerful that God can turn it around. And I liked what she said there, that it wasn't enough that they'd be saved, but they experienced the fullness of Christ, the full gospel. So I tell you what, when your family gets saved, believe for more. I think sometimes we're just thankful they're saved, which I think we should be. But why not have it all? Why not get those rewards in heaven when they come before the Father, that they went for it all and they received all that He died for? Look, that's all part of the atonement. Jesus died not just for us to be saved for the gospel of salvation, but for the gospel of the kingdom, to have kingdom authority, kingdom power, to begin to see that treading on the serpents and scorpions like she had the dream about. That's what we're called to do. That's where our joy is made complete, like we talked about this week concerning our purpose. All right, this is a strong, I don't need to add anything to this. This is an amazing story, an amazing testimony that you and I need to embrace and say, Lord, if you've done it for them, you can do it for me. And so I'm going to close out this prayer time today and pray for your family, no matter where they are, and begin to believe for that salvation. And not only that, but their fullness. Let's go all the way. Let's go beyond salvation. Let's start our faith there. Father, I pray for everybody listening today that, Lord, not only will they see their families, their brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or aunts or uncles or children, grandchildren, whatever, come to salvation, but, Lord, they'll have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, be baptized in the Holy Spirit, experience the power, and renounce their past. Not only just get free of it, but renounce it and then be used to set others free. Lord, I thank you for the harvest that we're believing for, that we're calling out for in our families, Lord. We desire that all of them be born and be saved like you do, Lord. Your heart does not want any not be saved. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. All right, see you next week. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast from Christian Center Shreveport. We're so thankful for you. Don't forget, we have so many things. Our media department is full of content. If you go to our app, you can download Christian Center Shreveport or our website.com, add to that, as well as our YouTube and Facebook pages, Rumble pages. We are loaded with media, sermons, prophecy, other activities that we've done for the kingdom of God. You can go check that out there. Don't forget our Olive School of Ministry. We are still taking applications till the end of the month. If you know somebody wants to be in school of ministry, please contact us at olivesm.org. Okay, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.